Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to thank people twice, just for the joy of it. Good manners require that when someone gives you a gift, you put pen to paper, or at least fingers to keyboard, to write a thank you note. These notes let people who have shown you generosity, kindness, and support know that they have made a difference. But why stop there? After sending those notes, say thank you again when you're actually using the gift. There's no obligation to do this, but it can be a lot of fun for you and the person who was generous to you in the first place. This works especially well for gifts you don't enjoy until a while after they're received. When you're given a bottle of wine or a jar of homemade jam, take a Sharpie and write the name of the person who gave it to you on the label. Then, when you're drinking the wine or enjoying the food, text the giver a photo of the wine in the glasses or the jam on your toast. They know that you're thinking of them and enjoying the gift. This works for gifts your kids receive, too. A picture of your kids absorbed in a Lego kit that their aunt and uncle sent them communicates volumes about how thoughtful and well-chosen the gift was. Gift cards lend themselves to the double thank you, too. In addition to a note right after the received, it can be fun to write another note telling the giver about the delicious dinner their restaurant gift card provided, or to let them know what their retail gift card purchased. This doesn't have to be complicated. You can just text or email a photo of your smiling child with the armload of Target treasures bought with the gift card, or write a note telling them about the date night meal and experience that the giver made possible. It's nice to say thank you twice for intangible gifts, too. If your neighbor keeps your kids so that you can get ready to host a birthday party, you'll surely say thank you when you pick the kids up. But it's also nice to call or send a note after the party, acknowledging your neighbor's role in the party's success. Likewise, if a colleague introduces you to someone in their network, thank them for the introduction, and then say thank you again after you've had your coffee together. If it feels right for the relationship, you could text the person a photo of the two of you with your lattes, or if you think the person would like public recognition, even post the photo on social media with a note expressing thanks. And don't forget thanking people twice for recommendations. That means a text to the colleague who told you about The Crown after you binge-watched all of season one and are queuing up season two. Or a photo of the pot of soup you made using a recipe recommended to you. Or an update to a mentor who coached you on negotiating for a raise after you find out that you got the raise. It just takes an instant to say thank you again. And it can amplify our sense of gratitude and let the people who are kind to us know that what they have done matters. People are a good use of time. So thanking people twice is time well spent. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.